Welcome to the No Wasted Days podcast. I'm Blaine Marion.
And I'm Courtney Marion.
And on this podcast, we dive deep into the unconventional ways we got sober.
And how we continue to stay sober.
Welcome to episode 63 of the No Wasted Days podcast. I'm your co-host, Blaine Marion.
And I'm Courtney Marion.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the differences between being drunk and being sober. So, Courtney, I just got home from work, and back in the day when we were still in active addiction, what would we have done the first night I got home from work, from a camp stint?
So after you've been gone for, you know, fucking 27 days, 28, 30-some days, first thing that would typically be done is we get a bunch of booze, call all these fucking guys that you just worked with for 30-some days, and have a house wrecker, get completely fucking destroyed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, always get drunk the first night home.
Like, non-negotiable.
Yeah. Sometimes even, like, on the way home.
Church on Sunday, get shit-faced on the way home from fucking Blaine coming from work.
Yeah, and then it was like, I'd have all these plans for days off, but my first day off, I'd be all hungover, and I'd, like, wouldn't do anything. And then the next day, I'd be like, oh, I wouldn't want to do anything either. So it was just, like, yeah, a vicious circle.
And even as times change and, like, life progressed, so, like, this was when we were young alcoholics.
Yeah.
I say young. But even as we, like, got older and we still, like, progressed in, like, alcoholism, it would still be the same. There would just be less people around when you came home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and I would still fucking pile on and get drunk. There wouldn't be the crowd that there used to be.
Yeah, it was, we were just, like, it was almost like we were, like, sick of other people. Or I don't even know how to explain it. Like, sick of drinking with other people. I just wanted to, like, enjoy ourselves company, I guess. I don't know.
Well, okay, because sometimes there used to be when you would have people over, there'd be like that certain point in the night where everybody else would like have booze, and like we always had booze because we're fucking alcoholics, and they drink bars.
Yeah.
Like we could never keep booze stacked like in our house for more than like the time period we were drinking. We had a bar downstairs in our old house that we could never keep fucking stocked.
Yeah, there was never any booze in it.
And I remember that being, like, such an exciting selling point when we bought the place. And we never fucking used it.
Yeah, I know.
Never used it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
It's fucking ridiculous. We were ridiculous.
And then, yeah, as, like, the years went on, it was, like, the same. But we just, yeah, like you said, we just didn't invite people over. And I would get home, and we'd probably go out for dinner. Because it was like, oh, we don't want to cook. And then it would, like, I remember there were times where we would go out for dinner, get drunk. And then the next day we would go and get like skip the dishes or whatever because we were hungover. And then the next day after that, we were like, oh, we don't have any groceries and I don't want to go grocery shopping. So we just like continue eating out. Yeah. And it was just disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting. I don't even want to know the damage that was done from that fucking like 10, 12, 13 year time period of all we did was like booze and eat shit and do drugs.
Yeah. And like very little exercise. Like none at all.
And like, I was going to say very little sunlight, but it was either no sunlight or we'd be on vacation burnt to a fucking crisp and drunk as fuck.
Our old house though, the sun rose and it cooked our bedroom.
Oh,
so in the summertime when we're all hungover, yeah, it would just cook you like, you're trying to sleep a fucking drunk away, and it's just like the sun is like roasting. So I'd like get up and go sleep on the couch at like 6 a.m.
And the birds were just like giving her in the background. It was just like, ah.
Oh man, I hated birds. Because that's how you knew you were like a piece of shit. Because you did a bunch of drugs and you stayed up till like 6 a.m. And the birds are chirping. There's people walking to work.
Lawnmower.
There's somebody outside running, and I'm just like, oh, look at that loser.
Somebody chasing you? Do you need assistance?
Yeah, it's like you run for fun. What the hell?
Right. What kind of ass backwards society is this?
Yeah. But now life sure is a lot different now that we're sober. I just got home, like you said, just the other day, and the first night back at home, we didn't really do anything.
No.
I went grocery shopping in town, and then we just like hung out, and you cooked me dinner, and we went to bed early. It was
nice.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what a difference. I'm just like,
I'm such a fucking grandma now, though. Like, I went, so I did do an event. I went to an event. I went to the dance here. One of my friends has breast cancer, and she had like a benefit. And I stayed up late, like the latest I have stayed up in sobriety. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, I think I got home at like 1:30.
Yeah.
No, 1, and I went to bed at like 1:30. And like, holy fuck, I don't know how people stay up late all the time. Like, I felt like dog shit from like drinking pop for fucking 3 days after. Like, I felt like legit shit. I'm like, how do people stay up so late all the time?
Yeah, it is weird. We go to bed probably, what, like 9:30?
We are old people. Like, at 10 o'clock comes, I'm like, hey, even the dog, when you're not here, the dogs know. At like 10:01, they head to the fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
The cats get their last round of crazy in. And, like, I don't stay up late. I fucking hate staying up late. It's hard.
Yeah, I know. Like, 10 o'clock, I'm definitely lights out.
And, like, so it was interesting because I've only done 2 sober events. So one was a wedding last August, and I was only there till like 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this one was a late one, and it was just such an interesting dynamic, like looking around and watching all these people getting fucking tuned up.
Yeah.
And like, Blaine and I have lived in Hudson's Hope for just about 2 years, so like, we know lots of people, but there's still lots of people that I don't know, I'm not like comfortably enough to just like go up and start talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so interesting because these people, as the night kind of progressed, start getting fucking wailed, and I start to see like colors I haven't seen of these people before.
Yeah.
And like, this one lady's up there, and she's like, she's up there and she's doing karaoke, and like, she's like talking about like doing cocaine and shit. And I'm just like, whoa, we would have been good friends a couple years ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, like, it's so interesting. Like, I don't stay up late. I had fun at that event, but I was like, I felt like I literally had a fucking 3-day hangover, and I didn't fucking touch a drop of liquor.
Yeah, just your weird sleep schedule got messed up.
I know, I was just like, this is not, even the dogs were concerned, they're like, where is this bitch? She never go up this late.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's not the reality anymore. We used to fucking close down the bar back in the drinking days, man. Like, we'd be at the fucking Dill till, like, they kicked us out.
Yeah, every time we used to get drunk, I don't remember ever going to bed before, like, probably, like, 4 a.m. was, like, the earliest.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky. The next day, you go to bed at 4 a.m. If not, you'd be up at 6 or 7 at least.
Right? It's like, ugh.
Such a gross, yeah.
I remember liking the winter more because the sun didn't come up. So you didn't feel like such a piece of shit if you're still drunk at, like, 6 in the morning. Because it was still dark outside.
Oh, trust me, you're still a piece of shit.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, man. Yeah, no, I remember some pretty gnarly time frame of events where there was a whole lot of drinking, a whole lacking of sleeping, and just, like, a complete fucking, I don't even know how, like, it's a miracle every day that our bodies, like, survive through that.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, looking back, and I'm
especially the lack of sleep.
I know, lack of sleep is so bad for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your heart fucking racing and like being severely overweight from fucking not treating your body right, that's not much better either.
Yeah.
But like, I just look around and I see so many people, especially now, like it seems like one in like, out of every family, say a family of 5, at least one person has a serious ailment, like diabetes, like fucking heart problems, like it seems like everybody has at least one person in their family right now who has a serious sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a real, we're lucky. I'll just say that. We're really fucking lucky. We really are.
Yeah. We are. Yeah, and then, so like I said, I got back from work. And it's so weird because before, the things I would look forward to the most, like, oh, I just can't wait to go home and be on days off so I can get hammered and not have to wake up early the next day. And now, the thing I was looking forward to the most with getting home was going for a run with Macaroni.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I woke up the first day, and I was up at like 7. No alarm, I just got up, and I felt great. I went outside, fed our chickens, and then I got Roni ready, and we went for just a little run around Hudson Hope, and like the sun was coming up, and there's still frost on the ground. And I just, like, I don't know, I got, like, emotional because I was like, man, life has changed so much for us in this past, like, 3.5 years.
Life, life is insanely peaceful. Life is so... life is to the point that when I, like, look back and think about how life was, like, that was not life. I don't know what the fuck that was. That was imposter syndrome. Like, I don't know what that was, but that is not life.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just so ridiculously thankful that my life doesn't fucking revolve around, you know, oh, Blaine's going on days off. It's time to get fucking shit-faced drunk for a week and a half. Like, I'm just so happy that that's, I couldn't have lived like that anymore. Like, really, like, when we quit drinking and shit, like, I was at my fucking wit's end. Like, it was do or die. Like, it was like, shit or get off the pot. Cause I just couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah. Just sick of feeling like garbage all the time.
Like, yeah, absolutely. And not even was it like the physical effects were absolutely fucking terrible, but like when your mental health starts to fucking decline to that point and you're just like going through the motions, mm-hmm. never again. And I mean, that goes for a lot of things. Like, I will never stay, like, I'll never put myself in positions like where you're drinking all the time, fucking doing drugs and shit. Like, that goes for like other positions too. Like, I will never stay in a job that fucking makes me miserable. I will never stay in a relationship that makes me fucking miserable. I will never keep in contact with people that fucking make me feel miserable. Like, I feel like a whole switch has been like activated,
mm-hmm.
and I will never fucking live like that again.
Yeah. And even stuff like exercise and our diet, like, I'll never eat like a piece of shit like that. Like, I'll still have like, whatever, I'll still eat a bag of chips here and there, but I'm not going to go to McDonald's and buy like $60 worth of Big Macs and McNuggets and like just eat it all. Like, that's disgusting.
I've had McDonald's since before we moved.
I know. McDonald's is disgusting. Ugh. Yeah.
Remember
the last time we had fast food, we got, I think it was Wendy's in Prince George. And we had like a spicy chicken sandwich, and it just like, ugh, I don't know, it wasn't good.
I really had heartburn. I felt like fucking shit. After.
Yeah, like, ugh. Fast food sucks.
And honestly, it's funny because, I mean, it's shitty for you. Like, don't get me wrong, but it literally makes me feel like shit now. Like, I don't know if it's just part of getting old, or like just like your taste buds changing when you eat differently. But it literally makes me feel like shit.
Yeah,
it really does.
When I get home from work. My, the first night I get home, I always eat eggs. Cause I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go home and eat some of our farm fresh eggs from the coop. I had six. They're delicious.
Man, I'm the Thompson Subdivision egg dealer. I got all the neighbors cooked. They come to me for freaking all their egg needs.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
It is cool. I like it.
It is. Yeah. Like, we have an older couple that, apparently he was a hunter his whole life, and he raised pigs and stuff. And 2 years ago, him and his wife just decided they were going to go vegan. And I was like, really? Like, that's pretty wild. And yeah, he comes over like every like 4 days, and I give him like 2 cartons of eggs. And he's like, okay. And it's just, I don't know, it's just cute. Because like,
yeah, it's perfect.
I don't charge him anything. Like,
fuck. No, we have too many. We're getting like 14 eggs a day.
Well, and also, like, when I'm that age, I really hope that somebody would do the same for me, you know?
Yeah.
And like, because I was like, man, like, you guys go through a lot of eggs. Like, does your wife like to bake? And he's like, well, no, all we eat, like, our diet has changed because we're vegan now. All we eat is eggs and cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, that's how you guys are going through 24 eggs in like 4 days. Like, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
But I just, yeah, I still thought that was really cool. And that's not something that when I was in active addiction, like, do you think I'd be out there at fucking 7:30 in the morning hauling water and feed and tripping on duck shit to fucking take care of these birds and all the shit that's coming with it? Like,
definitely. Not a chance.
Not a chance. They'd be all over the fucking neighborhood, which, don't get me wrong, some days they are all over the fucking our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because they're crazy and they don't stay put. I had to wrangle some ducks back home yesterday, actually. But, like, shit like that wouldn't happen. I wouldn't keep up with the house like I have. I wouldn't keep up with the animals, and I wouldn't have such intentions to, like, grow the shit we have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, back then was just survival mode, like, bare fucking minimum.
And our addiction, like, it contributed to basically all of our bad decisions. Because we just, like, you didn't have the energy to go out and exercise. You didn't have the energy to cook homemade meals. Like, you didn't have the energy to go out and go to the farmer's market and get actually good food. It was just whatever is easiest, whatever's cheapest.
Right? Whatever, you know? Whatever's going to fill that hole the quickest.
Yeah. Even like when I was working from home and I'd have to pack a lunch to work, I would just like buy the shittiest, grossest, I forget what they're called, those like microwavable meals. Like a
lean cuisine.
Yeah, like a Michelina. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, like you didn't even have the energy to like make a lunch. It's like, no, because I was getting hammered.
Yeah, shit.
It's like all I did was drink and do drugs. Just that was fun.
Because you're feeding the addiction, right? You're the addiction. You're just a fucking, you're just basically working to have a place to live and feed your addiction. That's all you really care. That's all I really gave a shit about.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved you, but like if I, at certain points in fucking addiction, if I had to pick one over the other, see ya.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shitty truth, but I think a lot of addicts can relate to that.
Yeah, it is true.
And like now, like we don't even have a fucking microwave now. You couldn't cook your shitty Michelina even if you wanted to. You'd heat it up in the stove with the plastic and melt.
I know, I thought that was the coolest thing when we bought this house. There wasn't a microwave. And I was like, oh, perfect. We don't even need one. And now I feel really, I don't know why, but it just feels really cool. Because it's like, yeah, I don't even use a microwave.
No, I honestly, like, I do not, we don't use anything that would require a microwave.
No, everything we eat, like, we make, like, you cook.
Like, I
remember real food.
I remember my mom, when she first came here after we bought the place, complaining if we didn't have a microwave because she couldn't heat up her coffee. And I was like, Mom, just make a new fucking batch if it's cold. Like, you don't need a microwave, Mom.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we could get into about your mom, but I don't think we'll do it on this episode.
Use it as an actual cooking tool. And growing up, when I come to think of it, I cooked a lot of shit and not cooked. I heated up a lot of shit in the microwave that I ate.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Like, I won't dare say cooked, because that's not fucking cooking when you're just nuking it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, just, like, shit like that. And I honestly do think that that makes, like, I do think that it's better for you to not use shitty tools like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It makes you, not only does it make you, like, you kind of have to make better choices, because it's like, you can't just buy a microwavable whatever, like a pizza pop or what. I guess you could put it in the oven, but I don't know. It just makes you like cook, which is, it's good. Like, it only takes however many minutes to cook whatever you're making.
Well, and it's also like, there's like a sense of pride in doing shit yourself, I think. And yeah. I never had that sense of pride. Because I would just reach for an easy fix constantly.
Yeah.
So, like, even now, like, making fucking my own bread, like, making, like, oh, if we're going to have junk or if we're going to have, like, goodies, like, I'll make, like, brownies or cinnamon buns, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or the farmer's market's opening up soon, and the one lady makes really fucking good Nanaimo bars. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's
but,
coming.
Like, before, I'd be like, oh, I'll fucking come home with, like, sidekicks and cookies and fucking bullshit, you know? Pop-Tarts, like.
Oh, yeah.
She's all just fucking cancer in a fucking bag with some, like, splurge on it.
I know. Like, all of it is just terrible.
And, like, now, if you went through our fridge and our cupboards today compared to, like, back then,
yeah.
You'd be in for a rude fucking awakening.
Oh, man. We used to get, like, I was, like, a chip and cracker monster. We would go grocery shopping and buy at least, like, 3 or 4 big bags of chips and, like, 4 or 5 things of crackers.
Pop.
And
we always have to have pop.
Yeah, pop and, yeah.
Like, in back, well, I guess because for your booze, because I used to drink rum and coke, spiced rum and coke, and you used to drink spiced rum and ginger ale.
Yeah.
Or anything that was available at fucking, depending how late the night was.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fucking, like, pop and just, like... Yeah. Anything that took the least amount of pogos. Fuck me, pogos.
Oh, right? Yeah, pogos.
Pogos and fucking those stupid burritos. Just like trash panda fucking monologue here. And yeah, just like thinking back, like, fuck me. Like, we had a lot of shit. It's not like I ever touched a vitamin back then.
No, me neither.
Like, I was lucky, the only vitamin I might have got was vitamin D from the sun, and that was few and far between.
I think I took a multivitamin. Maybe.
think I did some Adderall in Thailand once.
Yeah.
Does that count?
No.
No. Ah, yeah. There is, yeah, fucking few and far between. So just that alone is a huge fucking shift of mindset and a shift of, I guess, consciousness. Because now we're, like, consciously eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Putting shit in our body that's actually fueling us, not just fucking killing us from the inside out.
And it's cool in the summertime, like, with the farmer's market and stuff. Basically, everything that we eat, we know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. It's like, oh, this is beef we got from a lady in Chetwynd, and this is whatever, Swiss chard grown in Hudson Hope. Like, it's cool.
This is Fluffy, the rooster we had to kill because he was too loud.
Yeah.
We made chicken soup
out chicken of it. Noodle soup.
Yeah. It's quite the difference. And it's honestly, like, but I feel like we've set ourselves up a little bit better that it's easier to live a slow life. Because when you're in addiction and we're both working, we're both doing all our shit, it's so easy to just grab the fucking shittiest shit available that's just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm pretty sure when I was working at the bank, I used to go to Tim Hortons probably fucking 4 times a week for lunch.
Yeah. I hate Tim Hortons.
And not
especially,
like,
their food. It's like, ugh. The only other place that's worse, I think, is Starbucks. Their food is like, I don't even know. Like, when you get it, it's all, like, it's not food. It's just, ugh, frozen nastiness that they heat up in the microwave. It's gross.
What is that? What do they always say about the eggs? Cage-free? Fucking, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. It's not even egg.
You're a cake pop. My one friend a long time ago got, I think it was a triple venti, and I was like, holy fuck, that thing is half the size of a car.
Yeah, it's, like, not even on the menu.
I was like, how? Why? What is wrong with you?
It's like a liter and a half of milkshake.
Can I get a liter of Cola? Can I get a liter of coffee and whipped cream? Like, holy Christ.
Yeah.
I guess it should be nice. It's fucking expensive, too. I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time, but yeah, fuck that shit.
Me either.
But I mean, that's what I mean. Like, when you're living that fucking fast life and you're stressed out. Okay, so your body's stressed out from basically putting yourself time and time again in fight or flight by fucking drinking, doing drugs, poisoning yourself, giving yourself no sleep, no vitamins, and then you finally, your body starts to recover, and what do? You fucking pick up the Alabama fucking slammer there and do it all over again.
Yep.
And then you add that onto having to, like, fucking, you know, you still have to work, you gotta take care of your house, you gotta take care of whatever, you know, you gotta be a fucking adult.
Mm-hmm.
And then sooner or later, you're just fucking miserable, and you're just, like, health shitty, you're overweight, you're unhealthy, you're just, like, sitting there looking at yourself like, who the fuck am I?
Yeah, and it almost leads into your addiction more because you're unhappy all the time, and the only time you get a little bit of a, like, break when you're somewhat happy is when you're drunk or high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a terrible fucking, and, like,
it's a hard cycle to get out of because you're gonna be miserable for the first while.
Oh, that's just it. That's why it is so hard, because when you are getting out of it, you are fucking miserable because your body's craving all this shit and you're still feeling like dog shit. You're still feeling the effects from fucking years and years of treating yourself like garbage.
I remember, like, the first camp stint I did when I was sober, I felt so good because I was just, like, going to work, not hungover, and I had so much, like, energy, and it was crazy. I was like, whoa, this is different. And I loved it.
Life takes on a new, okay, because once you get out of that fight or flight, so once we got out of fight or flight mode, what happened with us? Oh, I don't know. We started fucking running half marathons and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that was a couple years later.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
You're not just going to quit drinking and doing drugs and 2 days later be like, yeah, I'm ready to take on the fucking world.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time for your levels to naturally fucking even themselves out.
Because mm-hmm.
You got to think, they've been jacked and through the roof for fucking, depending how long you've been on the sauce and shit. Like, decades. It takes a long time to get shit back to normal.
Yeah, it does.
But, I mean, once you do, that's when you see these changes. That's when you see your fucking house is no longer filled with poison food. That's when you see fucking, oh, this person works out 6 days a week. They run, they do this, they do that. None of that shit was happening in fucking balls deep addiction, I tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next, was, like, the difference in our workouts before and after. Like, I tried to work out maybe, I want to say, like, 3 times in, like, 10 years of addiction where I actually worked out more than, like, just one workout. And every single time was, like, such a failure. Like, I would...
And not even, like, just, like, workouts, but just doing normal shit. Like, yesterday, for example, yesterday, we, Blaine and I, did this huge fucking list of shit that needed to be done outside.
Yeah, it was chore day.
It was chore day. And, like, we did it, and I actually enjoyed it, which is weird, because usually it's just a lot of fucking bitching and moaning and shit that has to be done.
That's another thing, too. Back in the day, if we had chores to do outside, it was always like, oh, I don't want to do this, and... Let's just get this over with so we can get drunk.
Yeah, looking for the
like, cutting the, mowing the lawn or whatever. But now, like, it was another thing where I was just, like, so grateful to be at home and, like, winter's over and it's time to do spring cleaning outside and just get the place looking really good. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
See, and I think when you're, because you're appreciative of the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, every morning I wake up and I get up, I go and I feed all my animals and I go outside and I'm just, like, mad. Like, I just cannot get over the fact that this is how I live now.
Yeah.
Like, it is such a far fucking cry from the human being that used to live in Fort St. John. And, like, I honestly feel bad because if something happened in life and I had to go back to that, fuck, I don't think I'd last long.
Yeah, ever since moving, there's no way I could move back to a town.
Just like, but I mean, even just like the fucking rat race where the go, 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 where, like, ah, just come on. I fucking don't want, I don't want to do it.
Like, yesterday when we were doing yard work, we ended up, like, we were taking a break, and we just sat down in the lawn chairs, and, like, we were hanging out, I don't know, probably, I think, over by the chicken coop. And it was, like, 2 p.m. And it was dead quiet. And we live in a little subdivision. There's like, what, probably 10, 12 houses around here.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you couldn't hear anything. Every once in a while, you'd hear a chicken's making noise.
Probably hear a mouse.
But it was just so, it's so peaceful living here.
Yeah.
Just, I love it. All you ever hear every once in a while is like a dog barking. That's it.
Yes, it is a very chill way of life and I'm very thankful for it too, because I mean, we kind of have the best of both worlds. Like, we have our little acreage here, but we still have neighbors, so you're not like super secluded. Your roads and shit are all taken care of
mm-hmm.
in the winter, and we're on city water, so I can fucking water all my shit and water all my animals and never have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's pretty much perfect. I could never go back to living in a bigger town with a whole bunch of neighbors and noise, and the street we used to live on was busier than hell.
Ugh, it was. One of our dogs got ran over there. It was
yeah,
terrible.
It's terrible.
And not only that, too, like, the fucking, it's so much more affordable to live in little towns like this. Like, I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she's like, oh, yeah, we want to buy a house, but, like, it's so expensive, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, look at a smaller town.
Yeah.
Like, you're not forced to buy a house there. Like, because she's, like, going down the path where she wants a little bit of land. She wants chickens. She's got sourdough starter and all the shit, you know? Which is awesome. But I'm like, well, then fucking get out of John then. Like, nothing is making you stay there. There's other places where you can get a lot more for a lot less money.
Yeah, small towns are where it's at.
Well, she's like, oh, well, I need to be close to a hospital. And I'm like, I have a hospital 3 minutes down the road.
And you know some other cool things about a small town? There's never any lines. We don't have to wait to go to the hospital. You just go.
And there's no traffic.
Yeah. Same with, we have like a little government building thing. So anytime you need to like renew your car insurance or whatever the fuck.
Your license and shit.
Like, yeah, you just go in. They're like, hello. And you don't have to wait in line or nothing. Same with the bank. There's never a lineup. It makes me, anytime I have to do something in Fort St. John, I'm like, oh, this sucks. There's like 10 people in front of me.
I know. Yeah, that's just it, right? Like, because we don't go to John. I don't go to John. I think I've been to John twice since in 2024.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But every time I'm there, I'm just like, there's just fucking people driving, fucking stupid. Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody got places to go. You go anywhere and it's just a zoo. And I'm just like, no, get your shit. Let's go home.
Yeah. It's definitely made me change. Because even going grocery shopping, I'm just like, oh, there's so many people. And then I had to wait in line. I'm like, oh, get me out of here.
Yeah. And like, even, fuck, every time we go to town, it's an all-day ordeal. And like, all we really do, we go to Homesteaders, get vitamins, the grocery store, maybe the thrift store, if Blaine's not being a fucking toddler that day in Madden, the leaking sink or whatever happened last time.
Yeah.
And what, Canadian Tire? It's not even like we like go to 55 places.
No, then you got to stop at the Peace Country Building Supplies and get chicken food. And
okay, well, that's kind of a necessity.
Then you got to stop at Zoo Foods and get dog food. And there's always a million places you got to go.
Well, let's go to Chetwynd then.
Yeah.
It's always quick in Chetwynd.
Yeah, Chetwynd's way better.
We just go to BJ's, he's got all our supplies.
Yeah, he's got everything.
Nice old boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, life is definitely a lot slower, a slower paced, and is a lot fucking less stressful. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's not always just go, 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 and, well, when's the next party? Well, where are we getting drunk tomorrow tonight? It's like, yeah, just slow down, and you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. It's 9 o'clock. Whatever.
Well, when I was at that fucking dance the other day there, and I, because it gets to the point where drinking's, like, everyone's having fun. Everything's good. But then when you start to get a little too fucking sloshed, you start to make an asshole out of yourself, and all of a sudden, you're just like, you know, there's that switch between having fun and getting too drunk.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, there's going to be a lot of people having Tylenol for breakfast tomorrow here. I'm fucking leaving. But yeah, and it's funny because they always glamorize that part where everyone's fucking like laughing, dance, everything's great. But nobody glamorizes that part where that fucking switch to shit face hits. And now you're falling and looking like a fucking asshole and making a dick ahead of yourself and half of the town has its hope.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, ladies singing about doing cocaine in the bathroom. I'll see you later.
Right, have fun.
There's like a fucking cop sitting behind me and I'm like, man, times have changed.
Yeah. Well, guys, I hope you liked the podcast this week. If you did, like, comment, subscribe. We'll catch you next week. Peace.